your host, Oswald, right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right, I am Oswald, and you are on TSN. This is Urban Radio for a Friday. If you are just joining us late, we did get a bit of a late start here as I just got off of work, had to come home, grab a beer, grab some grub, and do what I had to do that I could not do at work to finish off these forums with Basilisk. As I said a few minutes ago, we probably need another 10 or 15 minutes to get everything set up, to get it uploaded, to unsecure the links, and then you guys can have at it and post to your little heart's content. So bear with us here, listen to a little Korn, some Beastie Boys, Alice in Chains, and we'll be right back to update you with the new forums and some other information.
Yeah. The things I enjoy most about listening to the TSN would be the smooth and mellow tunes played during TSN's prime time.
Out of the way,
the drink. This is not good. Chinga fire now. Check it out. Here comes this fist. Oh man, wow. Good maneuvering there. Mid air.
OMFG. TSN. Psy. F***ing Fleet.
Booyah, Grandma. Booyah.
Yeah. And when I have you on my side, I'll hook my rifle nice and tight. You won't know that you've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in.
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
And I think that's my cue. And again, we are back. I am Oswald, your friendly pimp on the box here, to let you in on what we are doing today. Basilisk and I have just finished doing what we have to do in order to ready the forums. So in a few minutes, Basilisk will be giving us the link, which I think most of you know. We already have it posted up on the website. You can now access the new forums at forums.urbanterror.net. Gone are the Pub 4, the Server 6, any of that other bullshit that we had to deal with for, 2.5 years now? Haha. So you can actually access the forums at, as I said, forums.urbanterror.net. And once they are made ready, the links on the webpage and in the FAQ and anywhere else will work. So one more time, forums.urbanterror.net. Go there now and get your name! Actually, we are live now, so you are able to get onto the forums and check them out. As we have said, the forums were hand-coded by Basilisk. Graphics done up by Sweet Nuts. And what did I do? I didn't do a damn thing. I pimp them. Yeah, I pimp them. I pimp Basilisk and Sweet Nuts like they're going out of style here. They put together a great forum package, we believe. I know a lot of you were complaining, whining, Blaster, about, I'm kidding, Blaster, that don't take that truthfully, don't it? We love you. We love you and your flashlight and Fumna. We didn't want to go with UBB or PHP forums or any of those other forums. We wanted something that we could actually use and call our own. We have complete control over it. If there's a problem, we know about it. We can fix it, maybe. And this is also going to lead into our new website, which now that the forums are done, we will be working on, and they will tie hand in hand. Your registration for the forums will also be for the website. If you want to configure your website to a particular look, you will be able to do that. If you don't register, then the forums will most likely look like what they do now, the black background, something similar to that. There are some new guidelines. We do have some new features. Most of all, the sticky post, which I think you've seen on many other forums. We do ask that you read the Urban Terror Forum FAQ, the frequently asked questions. It's posted in the main, in the general Urban Terror discussions. As I said, you do have to register. We do ask that you read over the forum rules. We are after good fun, but there are some things that won't be tolerated. Most of you are pretty good about that. Things like spamming, attacks on new gamers, any sort of racist material, sexual attacks. We will not stand for any wares or illegal software activity on our forums. That is cause for a ban. We don't want to be a dick about it, but we will if we have to. If you're consistently attacking the admins or the moderators, you're gone. Try to keep the insults down, you know, the FU and so on. Things like that. And if you do flame, we ask that you do it in the Rants and Raves forum. If not, we will gladly move your post there for you. Other than that, I think you guys will find it pretty much like any other forum. We do use something similar to the UBB codes. The bracket B for something like a bold, the bracket U for an underline, things like that. We do have a test forum up as well that we ask that you use. There are some other things. As I said, you guys have met many of the moderators, quite a few guys who are active in the community. People like Warhammer, Dragone, Jeff, Hornet, OSX, Gleam. Who else did I forget? I got Warhammer. Lord of Doom. These are people who have been around for quite a while, who have been instrumental in supporting Urban Terror from, you know, almost day one. So they were chosen for that reason and plus for the reason that, you know, good guys, and they seem to have, you know, what it takes to be a moderator. Not saying the rest of you don't, because I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you'd want to. But if we need any more, we will ask. But right now, we're pretty much set on our moderators. Basilisk and myself are both the administrators. There are some censorship moments, like the words. one word we are working on to make available is the word ass, because we see it quite a bit, such as assassination or glass. It always puts those little string of characters up. So we're working on a few words that we will be allowed to use on the forum. Another one, dick, because we got Dick Dastardly in our forums. So things like that. That we will be working out. We will have a search function. It did not make it into version 1. We wanted to get this out. Please don't complain. Please don't bitch about it. We are working on it. The next thing I want to hit quickly is an email list. Those of you who have already registered, and I'm sure there are a few of you, you are asked if you would like to be on a mailing list. This list will be used at our discretion. We will not give this list to anybody. Usually we will use it to communicate to the community things that are going on. We also have the little name icons that appear below your name. They can only be a maximum of 60 by 60. And we ask that you do not use ours, the cool siliconized development logo that spins. Yeah, that's ours. Don't use it. Thank you. And finally, we have the ranking systems, which basically everybody knows about at this point. There's about 50 of them, I think. I don't know what Basilisk added, but I think at the last check there was about 50. I believe the highest level currently is Urban Legend status. Please do not ask us to give you your own custom ranking. If we feel you need one, we will give it to you. But we are not going to go out of our way to give everybody their own individual ranking in the forums. Other than that, it's pretty much straightforward. You know, they're all nice and clean right now, too. It's a shame we actually had to open these up, huh? As you can see, I spent only about 14 hours going through every post in our forum. That's about 20,000. And picking out some of the messages that we felt that could help kickstart the forums. Not as if you guys need any help here. But, and I can already see this shit starting. You know, if you're going to post all this shit, move it over to the R&R. But I'm sure the newness will wear off here. But, you know, just learn the forums, have fun, and do what you guys do best. That's play Urban Terror and have a good time. That's what we're here for. As for things coming up here, I did hear a rumor from 27 that Beta 2.6 might go into beta testing on Monday. That means our QA guys will get a copy of it. And they will start testing what we've done for 2.6. There's also some other things that we have done. Barbecue is working on a new map for 2.6. I also believe we will release probably two new levels from .exe. We'll release his updated Riyadh level. And most likely we will reintroduce 101, also known as Rejavec. Those are three levels. Actually, those two levels plus one Barbecue's working on are possibly going to make it in time for 2.6. That's not to say they won't change by Beta 3, but things like that. So we are having a good time, and that's just some of the stuff we've done up to date, up to this point in development. I'm sure the forums are going to be pretty crazy here. We're hoping for anywhere between 5,000 and 1,000 people to register by the end of the weekend. I'm sure that's not out of the question. Please remember that while this is version 1 of the forums, it's possible there still are bugs. We are working on those. If you get a bug, please email myself or Basilisk. His email is at the bottom of the forums, basilisk@urbanterror.net or oswald@urbanterror.net. And we will see if we can resolve the issue. Most of the bugs seem to be worked out. Still a few things on the back end side that we still need to work on. But for the most part, the forums are up, and we do believe they own. There are some other niceties that I have added for you guys in the community. Most of them end up being on sticky posts. You guys cannot create sticky posts. Only admins and moderators can. You notice in the general forums are our typical ones. We have a list of all the community sites there, including the Urban Terror and the Siliconized site. Some of the support sites like my site, The Sixth Floor, FSK 405, UT Scripts, Mad Meat, Urban Terror Designs, UT Runner, Vampirella Site, Mapping World, Triad Development, and of course UTZ, Terrorist.net. We've also tried to list some of the world sites like Urban Terror Germany, Poland, Argentina, Japan, and the Frenchies. If there's something that's not up there, please let me know and I will try to get that updated. I will try to keep it the list updated. Don't ask about the clans. I went through there yesterday and probably stuck, 25 or 30 clans on there, along with 6 different leagues and ladders, Barry World, Clan Base, OGL, Stronger Than All, Cal, and TWL. So that's another nice little feature that hopefully will help not only the new gamer, but you, quote, old schoolers. So you can have a look at that and have a go at it. And if you want to, hopefully you guys are not that tied down with the forum. We do have the Urban Radio server up, 64.180.91.204. That is 61, I'll say it slowly. I even fucked that up, didn't I? Oops. 64.180.91.204. If you want to head off there, play a little CTF. We will have that up and running for you here the next few hours. I'm going to take a bit of a break here. Probably move a bunch of your forum shit over to the R&R forum, which should be in the first place. But you guys have a good time at it, and we will be right back. This is Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio. It is a release of our new forums here. Urban Radio.
The Team Sportscast Network.
We are back. A little Everclear for your Friday fun day activity here on Urban Radio. Oh, we got a few in the game right now. CTF, as I said, I believe. Oh, excuse me. Make that Team Survivor. Currently, we're on 4-on-4. We're in UT Museum from Excalibur. If you want to join in, 64.180.91.204 as Leprechaun takes down Deft. Nice work by Leprechaun. He had the luck of the Irish with him. Or something like that, right? It's Oswald. Back hanging with you for, probably another hour or so. As we have a pretty slow night here on TSN. We will feature the O Club later on tonight with your host, Oblique. She will start broadcasting about 9 o'clock Eastern up until the midnight hour. 3 hours of games, pranks, prizes, music, and plenty of fun. So be sure to tune in and check out, because you really never know what she is going to do. So that's the O Club tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's about 2 hours from now. On the tomorrow, we have a pretty big day. Got some RCTW, another Dark Space Radio, if you missed that and want to check that out. You can hang with Torquemada, a big Urban Terror fan, a good buddy of mine who I've met about 2 years ago. He's now offering Dark Space Radio. You get to meet Faustus, Richard Lyle. He is the maker, the creator, the god of Dark Space. You can check them out. And also, we will have In the Mix tomorrow, starting at 11 p.m. Eastern, with Juno. So get In the Mix with Juno, and I got to give a big pimp to Juno for helping me out with an E3 ticket. Finally, somebody at a big gaming support company screwed me out of my E3 ticket this year. So I don't think I'll be pimping them anymore in the Urban Terror Forum. I'm sure some of you can probably figure out who that is. But anyway, if you guys would like some comments mentioned on air, feel free to send me a private message, and I will get them out to everybody who is listening. If you want to say something about, if you want to give us your thoughts on what you think the forums, how you think the forums are, feel free to send me a message. If you just want your name said, don't send me a message. And as some of you are finding out the hard way, HTML doesn't work. Sorry. But it's pretty cool. We've had a good time with it, and we put a lot of work into it. Basilisk put a lot of work into it. I've gone through and I've locked down the other forums. You will no longer be able to post in the other forums. You can refer back to them. We will have a link there if you so desire to refer back to them. As I said, that usually will be more for the case of the mappers. There's some good threads that I just didn't have time to get to in the level design support forum that is moderated by Dragon Barbecue and Sweet Nuts. Although I try to pop in there and give my unexciting information, you can check all that out too. But as I said, you can go back and refer to them and check it out and have a good time. That's what we are making Urban Terror for. As I also mentioned, we believe 2.6 will be ready for the QA testers on Monday. It seems we have secured not only an American QA server, thanks to Gleam and also Blade Killer, but we will also have one European server being run by a major company over there. So it might even be that we do get some European testers in, but please, please, please do not ask us to test 2.6. We basically have people chosen already, although they don't know it, but we have already more or less made our decisions as to who's going to get an early look at 2.6. There are some people, both in clans and not in clans, who we have included in that list, and they will be helping us. We have done a few things differently this time in hopes of preventing any leaks, which really do not fare very well for us. It does nothing but really piss us off when we see that happen. And, you know, I'm sure the only ones who are really to blame are ourselves because we trusted somebody who we probably should not have. So with that said, get into some comments here from a few in the community. Hart says the forums are very nice, and yes, I do agree with that. They are pretty kick-ass. Got a couple people wanting me to read their 10 questions from the old forum, so if I can find those, I will try to read your straight shot. Give me a few minutes here. I know sort of where they are. Oh, look at this, banner ads. Just kidding. Oh, I just think, no more pop-up ads. Although I said at work today, switching back between the two here. All right, Straight Shot wanted me to read his 10 questions with. His nickname is ZH Straight Shot. Are you in a clan? Yes. The new clan is Zero Hesitation. Where would the CIA begin looking for you? He says, under Oswald's desk. It better not be under that. I don't want you doing what I think you're doing down there. I can find some better women who could be down there, but you, no. But you do live in Toronto, Canada, which is cool because that's home to Rush. Do you still live with your parents? He said, yes, I'm 18. Marital status is single. 18 and you live with mommy and daddy. I can't talk. I think I lived with mommy and daddy till I was about 21 or 22. Number one, do you play computer games more than you play outside? He says, hell yes. Can't help it. When you live in a farm town, that smells like, and that word is bleeped out because it is before 10 p.m. here on the West Coast, but that smells like shit for you Europeans. Americans don't listen to that. Number two, what animal would your friends pick to describe you? He says, bull because of my last name. What's your last name, bull? You really didn't make that clear, but okay. Number three, if you hosted a star in a TV show, what would it be called? He says, can you guess the real breast? Is that like Fake or Not? What's that website that we saw before? Fake or Not, or I don't know, you know, the one where you find the fake breastises, boobs. Number four, what do you usually bowl? He says, well, I sometimes smoke a bowl. Some of very good weed. Okay. I'm not into the drug thing, so sorry. I really can't make any comments on it. My bowling game sucks, though. Although I did take a bowling class in college one time, but we won't get into that. Without looking, name as many Sid Coders and Skinners as you can. He says, Oswald, Barbecue Sweetness, 27, Blade Killer. Hell, if I know the rest, no offense. Okay, you name Blade Killer, she's a Skinner. And 27, he's a Coder. And Sweet Nuts is a mapper. He's a 2D guy. And I am none of those. And Barbecue is our wing dang thang. We dig the queue. But you only got two of them, so that's not too bad. You forgot Miles. Miles is also a Skinner. And I think that's it. Maybe Meaty. I think Meaty may be getting into a little skinny here a little soon. Or maybe that's playing the skin flute. I don't know. One or the other. How much would you pay for a Girls of Urban Terror swimsuit calendar? And Vampirella... Never mind, I won't even go there. He says, if it includes Fraggle from Knox, he says, I would pay out my life for it. Of course, it needs to include ZH Vendetta's mother as the centerfold. So, Vendetta, we would like to see your mother, okay? Hopefully she is a MILF. And number seven, if you would rather stumble upon a dying man or a dead guy, would you rather stumble upon a dying man or a dead guy? He says, a dead guy, because that means I just pwned him in Urban Tear. Okay, good deal. What UT player would you most like to meet? Perfect. I'm sure some of you know why. I won't even go there. They made a UT movie. What movie star would get stuck playing you? He says, Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And just for today, I think I got an MP3 for you to listen to. Check this out. Now I'm not going to be able to find it, right? Pressure's on. And I'm going to buckle under the pressure here. But I won't. I will come through if I can find it. I'm sure many of you have heard it before. Here it is. Arnold Schwarzenegger, pimping Urban Terror.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I just want to say this is a very exciting time right now for me personally because I've got Urban Terror 2.4 coming out and my new movie, Collateral Damage. People tell me all the time, Arnold, don't be playing video games and this and that. You need to be working on the movies. They say I'm going to come over there and take your video games away from you, and I say, the hell you are!
So, yes, that was actually Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was pimping Urban Terror. Don't ask me how I got him to do it, but he did it, and we thought that was pretty cool. And finally, number 10, if you could pick any other computer game in history, what game would you like to see Urban Terror be more like? He says The Sims, because I love those naked skins and love having naked skins and having them take showers. So, So there you go. That is ZH Straight Shot. Looks like our next one comes in from Arsenic. Oh, he has nothing to say to me. Actually, he does, but it's not to be repeated to you guys. Sorry. From MF Doom, my canon buddy. And yes, MJY, I am feeling good. Are you feeling good? Can I make you feel good? No, I didn't say that, really. I got my M4 ready for you. Anytime, one-on-one, mano-e-mano, just let me know. I'm here all night. MF Doom, Doomy, who I believe still is on vacation in St. Louis, says, the forums rule. He says, I was mentioned in the first R&R post. He laughs, but could you do a shout-out for my friend Captain Porno, saying congrats for graduating... have another beer, Oz, right? For graduating college. So, congratulations to Captain Porno for graduating college. Oh, who's sending me? Who is sending me stuff? I'll accept it, but I don't know if I'll read that. Whoever's sending that, Aphex. S62 Doubles says, can you give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Christina Gwynn? Hope she likes your new Toyota Camry. Also, a Quick shout out to Quasi Soto that S62 rules and Wolf Mortar sucks. So there you go. Another positive comment here on the forums. Grimlet. Grimlet's a pimp. I talked to him quite a bit. Good guy. Been around a long time. Says, say hello to my fellow clan member at Urban Brutality. That's Clan UB. So I just said hi to him for you. And from Kuda J-Dub. He says, can you say something about Clan Kuda Oz? We are recruiting and we need more people in our channel. Keep up the good work, Oswald. Thanks. Go to Pound Kuda on ETG if you'd like to idle in their channel. They've been a pretty cool clan from the beginning. One of the old school clans. I believe that's where we picked up Basilisk, God help us all, from. He was a Kuda member for quite a while. And a couple other guys that I used to land with down here in SoCal were also in Kuda. So I hear Kuda's trying to make a comeback, so give him a little love. Take it easy when you see him on the ladders and leagues, and do what you do best and kick some ass. And finally, the last one coming in here is from Aphex. He says it's non-offensive. It's an Arnold prank call. I'm sure I know it, and yeah, I do know it. I have heard it, but thank you because I did not have it. Gonna do a few more songs here. Take another short break so I can go down and grab another beer here. And actually eat some of my cold Chinese noodles, which are doing nothing but getting colder. And you guys can listen to a little bitty idol Rebel Yell here on Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Stop it!
Son of a bitch.
Do you want more?
Negative.
No. Why not? Mo, 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 mo.
Who is your daddy?
And what
does he do?
Yeah, a little Billy Idol here for your Friday afternoon Fun Fest with me, Oswald, on Urban Radio.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
And somebody's having a good time with these sounds. That's Sweet Nuts and Leprechaun and...
What's up?
What's up? Some of those other guys here. So if you hear that, that is not me. That is actually the channel doing that. Checking out the Urban Radio server, 64.180.91.204. It's currently 6-on-4, playing a little Team Survivor here. On the red team, we have Phobia, Deft, Trozen from Clan Pit, Riz, La Masse, No Leaf, Clover, Triad, A-Plus, Camino Jr., dude, I keep forgetting to play your song. Hit me up next week and I'll get it. We have Thunder from M and Zuba. Over on the blue team, we have ZH Vendetta, dude, give us a picture of your mom. We have CGC Kyle, SS Blue, FN One Leg, and from Shaven Ape Brigade, we have a Baked Ape and Kong. And from HSO Hybrid Esque, the blue team is actually winning 6-4 here. As I said, we are on Museum. Currently, we pick up Baked Ape, and he's more or less camping out on the front of the museum here. He's getting ready to turn into the entrance. He is under the entrance, walking up the stairs towards the front door. And yes, Arnold is an angry man. He has walked into the museum, creeping along now. And that's the end of the round, as it looked like Phobia was taken out by Vendetta. And Vendetta's a pretty mean player if you've ever played him before. And it looks like someone's CTF. And, maybe I will fire up CTF if you guys want it. Give me a second here, and I will update that server after I get to this next song. As I said, you guys seem to be well on your way here to doing just what you do best in the forums, right? Posting. Check out some of the other action we have going on here that I can speak of for the forums. There are a few other things that, a little different that we don't have on these as we had on the others, such as new posts. You can't really tell what's new, what's old, things like that, but don't worry, they will come. So I said maybe some of you guys will, some of you guys who have posted useful links will decide to do that again or send them to me, and I'll post them and make them sticky. You can also, what else can you also do? I forgot what I was going to say here. Oh, bugs. Again, if there's bugs, please email them to myself, oswald@urbanterror.net, or basilisk@urbanterror.net. B-A-S-I-L-I-S-K. His name's at the bottom of the forum page, Basilisk. And we will take care of those for you. So, as I said, enjoy. Enjoy the server here, and we're going to play some more music. This is Clash. This is The Clash on Urban Radio.
Interrupting all programs.
bloody exhibitions of murder by my paw.
I am Oz, the great and powerful Oz. Knows why you have come.
This is Plato Cash tearing up the seven bales. This is Plato Cash, please save us, not the whale. This is Plato Cash underneath the mushroom cloud. This is Plato Cash, don't need that emo swell. This is not free Europe, nor an armed force network. This is Radio Cast using audio animation. This is Radio Cast, can we get
yeah. I've got news for you. You're mine now. You belong to me.
Oh, that's my cue. That's my cue. And I just got it before the next song started. I'm Oswald, your pimp host for this afternoon's affair. Actually, I've just changed the server over. We are now playing CTF on UT Docs by Battle Cow. It's 8-on-7, and actually, I'm the fifth wheel here, as I'm not even in the game and taking up a spot. Sorry about that, blue team. But, they'll probably get beat. Who knows? Spawns are screwed, so I guess I hang on here. Let me get a map, restart, and, that should fix it. Maybe not. Yep, there it goes. That should be good. And as I said, we are back. Doom, MF Doom, would like me to mention something about the t-shirts. I'm not really sure what we should mention here. As you know, I've posted about 3 or 4 threads now in the general forum regarding the t-shirts. I was actually looking at a source here locally who is going to do some black t-shirts up for us. Price was right, of course. Although there have been a few complaints from some people that the price that we would have to end up charging for those shirts is too high. That includes the shipping at $20. So I think we are rethinking again what we're going to do with the shirts. We know you want them, and we know there would be a good response to them. Unfortunately, and we really don't want to go with one of the online presses because most of them do not have black t-shirts. They're all white. So I'm going to talk to her, see what she can do, and we'll see. Hey, yeah, but Blitz, remember that some people who live in Europe have a terrible currency exchange. A $20 shirt to me here in the States is ending up being $40 for somebody in Australia. So you got to take the currency rate into play here. So that's why some people are not too happy with the $20 they would have to purchase a T-shirt at. So give us a little more time on it. We will get them out before Beta 3. How's that sound? No, seriously, we're working on them. And the forum sort of got in the way here. But I am still working on them, and I am taking suggestions. And I will be talking to Vampirella here, hopefully later on this week or early next week, and maybe we can get something done for you. But the problem is, I don't want to have to end up spending, say, $300 or $400 on shirts and ending up getting stuck with, say, 15 or 20 if people didn't buy them or they were sizes that didn't work. So there's more than just, oh, Oz is a lazy ass and doesn't want to do it. There's more to it than that. So we're trying to lower our initial costs or our, you know, the money we have to pay out for you guys. So hang with us. Hang with us. And, yeah, somebody says Cafe Press sucks. And, yeah, they do. TSN... I forgot. I lost my train of thought here. TSN Blanks, who used to be of ETG, had some Enter the Game shirts made up last year, some ITG, Inside the Game. That was his radio station before moving to TSN. And he had them printed up, and they're pretty shoddy iron-ons, to be honest. Although somebody told me that the iron-ons last longer than the press shirts like we have, but you know, I'd have to say the two shirts I have held up really well, and I wear the shit out of those things. If you see me on the sniper cam, I am usually wearing my Urban Terror T-shirt. So hang in there, and we will bring you up to date on the T-shirts. Also, for those of you who are handy dandy with Photoshop, we are asking for your help in the general Urban Terror discussion forum. That's a new one. You can find those at forums.urbanterror.net. We do have a link started. Actually, I started it. Shit, now I probably can't even find it. Oh, I forgot what it was even called now. Oh, it's a picture this thread. That's what it was. Billboards for maps. I have listed, I think, about 15 JPEGs that were created by the community. DSF, I think, after the Nightmare gave me one. Tom gave me one. A couple of the guys from the Abjects gave me one. Eisenhoven. Clan Lick. A couple other ones, UT Designs, but we are in search of billboards for our Urban Terror maps. We ask that it be submitted in JPEG format, and all submissions should be in a multiple of 64, so like 256 by 128 or 512 by 256. Don't make it one of these goofy banner sizes like, oh, Blitz, you did. No, I was not going to include yours, Blitz, because it's the wrong size, I think. Now I could look like an ass if it's the right size. See, it is the wrong size. 420. How do you get 64? It's not a multiple of 420. So do it again and resubmit it. But we ask you to check that out. These are things we'd like to include in the maps. Sort of free pimpage to you guys and gals in our community for doing a kick-ass job. Not only supporting the mod, but playing it. So do that, and we'll see what happens. And why am I looking at a... somebody must have just did this up as a fake one. See, now that looks pretty ass, if you ask me this. Although the logo kicks ass, don't get me wrong. Sweet Nuts' logo on the shirt looks cool, but, you know, unless that gray box wasn't there, that looks like ass. So we're still working on getting the T-shirts done. And Lampshade, yes, I did like your post there. And everybody, who else do we have here? Just running through all these. As I said, if you have a bug on the forums. Oh, before I get to that, I know Sweet Nuts is reiterating this in the channel. I see it, but the best size for a billboard, 256 by 128. So that'll help all of us out. And submit it to that link, and we'll be happy. Thank you. Also, if you have found a bug in the new forums, send it to myself, oswaldurbanterror.net, and a basilisk at urbanterror.net. We will take care of all your bug problems for you. We're like the Orkin Man. I know a lot of you in Europe have no idea who the Orkin Man is, so forget I even said it. What else do we have? And our good buddy who, how can he go unnoticed? We dig him just like we dig a lot of the Europeans here. Mr. Blaster, I have forgotten your earlier message, my friend. You are always welcome in our community, with or without that frickin' flashlight of yours, okay? Although, I guess for clan abjects, we should bring the flashlight back, shouldn't we? Who knows? Maybe I'll make that my goal for Beta 3, just to get the flashlight in there. Everybody can have one. It doesn't take up a slot. But just so you guys can go at it with your flashlights. I'll see if I can get 27 to work on that. No guarantees, but I know it's just one of those things that has been around for a long time in the community. So we will see what we can do about that. I'm going to take another break. You can listen to a little Def Leppard. This is Rocket on Urban Radio. Somebody's saying I refuse to say Fumla? I'm going to fire that up just for Fumla. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong again. Fumla? Fumla? But we will fire that up here in a moment. Oops, sorry. Just going to burp on the air. That's not cool.
rocking. Yeah.
Little Def Leppard here on Urban Radio. I am Oswald, your M4-toting pimp in the box, as we continue on with our sort of special edition today here on Urban Radio, as we have released our brand new forums. Yeah, I know to many who are probably listening saying, so who cares? It's sort of a big thing for us because we finally moved away from Easy Board, God Help Us All, right? I should play that song, God Help Us All. But we finally moved away from that to something a little more manageable. It's our own creation. Thanks to Basilisk for all the coding and Sweet Nuts for the kick-ass graphics on it. We are quite excited about it. So if many of you are saying, so what, you guys have new forums, big deal. Everybody's got forums. Yeah, we know everybody has forums. But these are new, and of course, new is always better than the old one, right? And looking at these, they're very cool forums. They've done a good job on them. Of course, there's some minor things that we still have to look into and fix or add. As I said, I already see one suggestion here from Decker about the size of something. So there are a few things. I've also noticed that you really can't tell what post you've already looked at as opposed to what post you haven't looked at. So as I said, there are some things that will take a little bit of time to work out. But for the most part, we are very happy with what we've created, and we look forward to seeing you guys use them. So with that said, it looks like I'm going to have to try to change the respawn time here on Docs, as I hear it sucks. Right now it's 3-0 in favor of the red team. I guess that's not too surprising, is it, huh? As blue always seems to have a bitch of a time on this map for some reason, huh? And you know, why do they say cold Chinese food tastes better? Because you know what? It doesn't. Japanese mushrooms do not look too good cold. But my beer looks good, and it's still cold. Alrighty. I'll quit chewing in your ear here. Get you some more music, and it looks like I'm going to have to change the respawn time. We'll be right back. This is for all my Canadian buddies. This is the Tragically Hip, especially going out to Warhammer and Mungo's Inn. To you guys who hopefully can't wait to hang with here later on this year, this is the Tragically Hip, the 100th Meridian here on Urban Radio.
someplace I don't wanna be. You'll dig me up and transport me unceremoniously away from the swollen sea breeze, garbage bag trees, acts of enormity, and lower me slowly and sadly and properly in Rakuta to sing my eulogy.
Yeah, a little Canadian rock there, Tragically Hip. For all the people who live in Canada, who live and breathe and work and game and do what they do best up in Canada, except for play hockey, because we all know the Detroit Red Wings are going to win the Stanley Cup, so all you Canadians take a back seat and try again next year. With that said, if any of you have Rush tickets or access to Rush tickets in Toronto, Canada, please feel free to email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, as I am dying to go to the Rush concert later on this year in Toronto. With that out of the way, does this mean Fumla is cheating if we see he tries to connect and has an unpeer PK3 in his directory? Fumla, what are you doing, buddy? That doesn't look good. But we won't start any vicious rumors. I'm sure he has something that's not supposed to be there, but it's probably not a bot because we like Fumla. Alrighty, we are on UT Subway by Lay Earth. Very cool map, one of the best looking, one of the better playing maps around. I'm sure it needs no introduction, as many of you have most likely seen it and or played it before. Did a good job on it, and hopefully he'll do another one. Yeah, I can see all you guys going, woot to Canada, then I'm going to diss you here in a moment, watch. okay, so I'm back. What else do we have? Got some more comments here. Shaven 8 Brigade Monkey Brain says, hey Oz, I want to shout out to you for all your information and show to entertain. Well, thank you. That's what I try to do here every Friday, is to entertain you guys and gals, have a good time, and do something else for the community than just post updates on our website or post something in the forums. I mean, you know, I think we're a little bit better of a community than that. You know, we try to say we're above every other community, but at times I'm sure we're not. But we like to think so. That's why, you know, that's why we sort of go the extra mile, do a little extra for everybody, just because we love doing what we do. We love hanging out with you guys and playing games on the pubs with you guys, and, you know, we like doing everything we do in the development stage. We know Blake Keller loves to scan her models, and I mean, you can see she's vastly improved from her early days. Sweet Nuts, well, Sweet Nuts still sucks, but he does do a pretty kick-ass map, and you guys are going to be completely taken back when you see his new snow map. If you haven't seen the pictures, there are 6 pictures up in his dot plan over at silicon-ice.com. Actually, I think that was posted last week, so they're not really new, but you can check those out. Crazy Butcher, the crazy German who we get to meet and abuse and, you know, do what we get to do with that little German here for QuakeCon. That's going to be a good time. We look forward to meeting Crazy Butcher. As many of you might or might not know, he is actually going to come out to, QuakeCon in Texas. So, wonder if he knows what he's getting into quite yet. Not sure he does, but by the time he leaves, I'm sure he's going to he's going to remember. It's going to be a good time. Who else do we have? Just everybody. Well, most everybody. There's a few people that will go nameless, but for the most part, everybody who has had a hand in this has improved over the years. And I mean, it's getting weird now to say years. I mean, you think about it. We started this back in 1999. You know, it's funny watching the delay here. I see Sweet finally sees I said he sucks, but that's not true. Sweet Nuts, he's contributed in more than one ways. All his graphical work. I mean, I remember I was drooling over his first desktops he created, his yellow and black desktops and things like that. But he's come a long way too. But he always had good stuff. I loved his comic book art when he had that posted on his website. Don't think it's there now, but he had some cool stuff up there. If you ever get a chance, maybe he will show that off again sometime. I thought that was some cool stuff. Who else do we have? Barbecue. I mean, I've known Barbecue going back to my Action Quake days, probably 5 or 6 years now. It's been that long that that Q and I have known each other. .exe, although he's not on the team, he's still around quite a bit. And as you know, he is going to be the next Doctor on the television show ER. He's going to be standing side by side next to George Clooney. We all look forward to that. I keep missing all these comments about me. What are you guys saying? Oh, Climbing Fool and those trying to push to the jump to button. Yes, we know some of the buttons don't work. Bass and I will get a list of things that do and do not work. As I said, I just ran out of time. We could have said, hey, forums will be up Monday, but Mondays suck, right? I mean, who wants to join a radio show on Monday? Monday, you know, you're hungover, you're just coming off your buzz from whatever. And, you know, Friday's a better day to do it. Better listenership on Friday. And usually I can lead into somebody else's show. Like I said, we have Oblique, the O Club, coming up here at the top of next hour. It's 5 o'clock here on the West Coast. That means it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. God damn, I'm good in math, aren't I? So she'll be on here in just about an hour to take you through the midnight hour. Now I forgot my line of thinking. Damn. I think I was trying to pimp some of you guys. Oh, Meaty. You should have seen. You know, I got to go through my hard drive and post all this old Urban Terror stuff. Okay, Dragon, I don't know if Clooney's off the show. I don't watch ER. Okay? Who cares if he's off the show? Anyway, I should go back through my hard drives and pull off all the old Urban Terror stuff I have and actually post that sort of like a tribute to where we've gone, where we've come from, because some of this stuff is funny. I can remember Meaty's first model, which was a big old Cadillac, a black Cadillac, had flames on the front. This thing looked like a square box with wheels, I swear to God. And he wanted to be on our team, and I'm going, oh, my God, do we actually want to add this guy to our team? I remember he was also making a jackknife semi, a jackknife rig, like an oil tanker. It got modeled, but it never got skinned. It was kind of funny. That's just two things I remember from media off the top of my head. What else? What else do we have? Some of the guys haven't been around a bit, but they still do work on the mod. Miles, our Skinner extraordinaire, our Texan, our meal ticket when we go down to Texas. If we don't have him, we don't drink. And when we're in Texas, we need to drink. So we have to have Miles with us because he has his Texas state driver's license, which we need. So it's going to be kind of cool. And Ho Train. No, I did not say his mama's fat, so don't put words in my mouth, bro. What else do we have? Who else do we have? Jake, our little Macintosh, whatever you want to call him. We love Jake. We finally had a chance to meet Jake last year. He was out at QuakeCon hitting on a Hoochie. And I believe he and the Hoochie will be there again this year, if I remember right. Jake, if you are listening, please smack me upside the head and tell me that is true. The funny thing was I looked at this girl and I said, whoa, Jake's dating my sister. Because this girl looked exactly like my sister. And I even told her that. I said, wow, this is weird. I could swear I'm staring at my sister. And she sort of looked at me with this queer look going, okay. And do you want me to say what? But that was kind of cool. I'm going to get out of here for a minute. I need another sip of my beer. And this is for, God, who asked for this? Was this Straight Shot or was this, who was this? Vendetta. Vendetta wanted to hear a little Tool as he's in the Urban Radio server, which you can join. And, actually, you can't join. It's full right now. Sorry, 16 people in there. Little Tool, this is, you figure it out on Urban Radio. Lateris, I think. Thank you. There you go, Vendetta. 9 minute 24 seconds of Tool. Lateris. Laterless? I forgot how to say it. Doesn't matter. It's a Tool song. I played it. And you're listening to it on Urban Radio. One thing new that I forgot to mention that I... Whoa, hey. No Incubus yet. One thing that I should have mentioned, which I forgot to mention, for those of you in Pound Urban Tear, if you scroll all the way down the list of users who are currently in our channel, 180 of them, you'll notice the last two guys, WWWCaptainG and EditGuy666. Those two guys are actually connecting through our forums. We have a Java applet there. A Java IRC applet there. You can actually click on that, and it'll open up. It'll ask you if you want to install this applet. And if it does, you can now access the forums. You can access IRC through the forums. So it's kind of cool. And that's something we like. Oops. So if you ever see anybody who's got WWW in front of their name, that's not the name of their clan. That just means they are connecting through, I guess, the World Wide Web. And they are accessing the forums from our forums. Whatever, I'm losing my train of thought here. So it's kind of a cool feature, and we are glad we finally got that up and running. I know it's something else we have wanted to do. And we have now. Also, here's something else that we are probably going to post on in, I'm guessing, the suggestions forums or the general forums. It pertains to FTL. If you know what FTL is, raise your hand. Yeah, I don't think many people do. FTL is Follow the Leader. It's one of those game modes, obscure game modes, that we created that just really never took off. But there are some who want it to remain in Beta 3. Well, I'm not going to say that we are dead set on removing them. J-I-R-C is pronounced jerk. Okay, if you say so, Dragon. Jerk. Not you, but the way you pronounced it. So, Follow the Leader, as I said, we are not sure we are going to get rid of it 100%. We know some people and some leagues and ladders still want it, but unfortunately, I'm sure if I fired up the all-seeing eye right now, we would have probably one or two servers and absolutely nobody playing it. So, when you guys are asking us to keep it, we look at you guys saying, well, there's nobody playing it, so why should we keep it, right? I mean, I would. I mean... You know, as we mentioned when we released Beta 2, a lot of these game modes were created to fit the maps we had. The maps were not changed to fit a game mode, which we probably should have taken the time to do. As I said, we tried to do bombing missions. Unfortunately, many of the maps would not work out well for bombing missions, so it did not include them. So this is why we have a game mode like Follow the Leader or Capture and Hold. You know, Follow the Leader, you basically have one guy who is the leader, and the other people are basically supporting the leader here. And the object of the game, as the round begins, the server will automatically select one person on your team as a leader, as I said. And the leader is also marked with either a red, if they're on the red team, or a blue mark on their helmet. And they'll have armbands and leg bands to match their team they're on. And there's also a flag that spawns for each team. So basically, your goal is to score as many points as you can, and you can get points for doing numerous things. If your leader touches the enemy flag, I believe you get 3 points. If you kill the other team and your leader is still alive, you get 2 points. And if you kill the other team but your leader is dead, you get 1 point. And only the leader can get points from touching a flag, so we're thinking, hey, great idea. This promotes teamwork. Now everybody will stay with the leader, protect the leader, and they can all work as a team to go from their spawn point to the enemy spawn point. Unfortunately, it really didn't work out that way. I guess there have been some clans. I know there are some clans over in Europe who were playing it. Rules were a little bit different, I think that's what they are actually looking for now, is some changes to Follow the Leader. And also, ZH Straight Shot, zero hesitation. That's #ZH if you want to drop in there and give him your thoughts. But he's trying to get a ladder going over on the OGL of Follow the Leader. But if he's not going to get the support from the community, then chances are this game mode will not stay around for Beta 3. So you may want to email him, strshot, that's straight shot, str8, shot@ogl.org. Give them your input if you are the leader of a clan. Say yes, we would be more than happy to participate in an FTL ladder, or no, screw off. We're going to wait for Beta 3 from Sid and see what they do, because we know they're going to create some kick-ass game levels. Or excuse me, game modes. Either way, please provide him and us feedback. As I said, we will be posting something in the forum shortly. And I now see No Leaf Clover has also joined via the web. You know, I never got around to trying that at work today. I'm so pissed off. You know, I was able to access the forums, the new forums. I was like, rock on. Got the new forums. I can access them. Of course, I'm on a 22-inch monitor at work, right? Well, I think it would have taken about a 32 or a 42-inch monitor to get the entire forums on there. For some reason, it didn't work in the outdated version of Netscape 4.5, which our company seems to believe is the most updated version. Bunch of whacks. Pisses me off. They can't even stay up to date. You know, we're running 4.7, running Windows 3.1, or not 3.1. Windows 3.1. Come on. Anyway, enough of that ranting. Gonna take one more break here and see if Oblique is even in the house. If she is, maybe I will be able to rap with her for a bit. Doesn't look like she is, so gonna play another song here. Gotta go back to a little Sig Sig Sputnik. This is Dancerama on Urban Radio.
Is it love? Or is it sex?
It's purely sexual.
You got the law right. And the lead is alright. So seduce me tonight. Seduce me and dance, 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 everybody. Come on, everybody. Dance, 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 everybody. Come on, everybody, dance.
You want to dance or what?
Sex is alright.
Crap. How can you call 66 Sputnik crap? That was Dancerama from 66 Sputnik. I'm back on Urban Radio. My name is Oswald. Hanging with you for, oh, I don't know, probably another 20 or 30 minutes here. At that time, Oblique will take over with the O Club. We need a female in here to say that. O Club, right? And for those in Pound Urban Terror, there is the there's the link for Cannons over at Passy World. Go play Cannons. Very cool game. Let me run down a couple more of these shout-outs I have here. First one from Alkoholger of USN. That stands for United States of Noobs. It's a bunch of European guys, or as I call them, Euros. Hope you guys don't get offended. Just that slang talk going on. Euros who consist of Mentor, Ruddle, Gangstar, Spectre, Method Man, DMX, Memphis, Itchy, Proba, Pappy, Rapsy, and Al Holger. He spelled his name wrong. And they're going to start a European clan, if you can call it that, all-star clan. And they're going to partake in some of the U.S. leagues and ladders. I believe they're going to start on the OGL, and maybe if there is time, they can stop into Stronger Than All or the Cal League. So check out them. I'm sure they will be making a bit of noise. I know I've seen some of these guys play. I saw Itchy in Memphis and Proba play along with Rapsy in the Clan Base final, which we broadcasted live on TSN on Tuesday. So that's kind of cool. So hopefully they'll do well. Of course, guys. No offense, I got to be pulling for the U.S. the North American teams. And I seriously think that Clan Unified would give you guys a run for your money. I really do. Taking nothing away from you or your skills. And I know there's probably going to be a pretty big ping advantage for those in North America. Hopefully there'll be a server that'll work out for both teams. Because I'd really like to see some of the European clans take on some of the U.S. North American clans. What else do we have here to pass along to you? Pro Ball. Have you ever played Pro Ball? Do you know what it is? PlanetQuake.com/ProBall. It is another Quake 3 mod created by Apoxel, who used to be a coder for Silicon Knights Development. He coded from about, beta, maybe 1.1 or 1.2 up through 2.1 or 2, 2.2 I think, 2.3. And then he got a job with some game company called Ravensoft. Maybe you've heard of him, Soldier of Fortune. Yeah, that Raven. So Pox is over there, but he still has a little side project going. And it's just a fun little mod. Think of it like indoor soccer or rugby. You jump around. You got a ball. Object is to get the ball in the goal. Very cool game. Coming up with another beta here. I currently have a test version of beta 1.1. Kind of cool. But once he's done with SOF, it sounds like he will have a little time. And he's going to do up some new models, which help from Sweet Nuts doing the skins. I believe Poxel's already animated them, created them in whatever they used to model with. I forgot. Studio Max, that's it. So look for that. Give it a shot. And if you do host a big company server, we are looking for a good Pro Ball server in North America. And we will pimp you until the cows come home. So please, get us a Pro Ball server. If you have any questions, email me, oswaldurbanterror.net. I'll give you all the details. Criminy from NMX wants me to give a shout-out to his clan, NMX, the Nightmare Extreme. So there you go. There's your shout-out to clan NMX, and we will keep up the good work on Silicon Ice. Oh, I think I'm almost done here. Winterhawk, for those of you idling in Pound Urban Terror, Winterhawk is starting a new clan. If you want to get involved, send him an email, WINT3RH4WK. Don't you hate it when people use numbers for letters? Winterhawk@hotmail.com. Questions? See him in Pound Urban Terror. He is starting another clan, and he is looking for new members. What else? What else? What else? We are on Druglord. If you want to be involved, you can't. I'm sorry. All the spots are filled on the Urban Radio server. As I'm sitting here talking and not playing, right? And I'm sure my team's probably getting pounded anyways, right? But we could... Oh, maybe that won't work. I thought that worked. I don't have it hooked up. Never mind. I won't give you any love from the Urban Radio server. As I said, we are on Druglord. It is CTF. Score is 1-1 currently. So these guys are also listening to the show. I know it. Phobia, One Leg, Thunder, Hercubus, Lamas, Cerberus. Cerberus? I screwed his name up. Clan Boss Guy. I screwed his name up during the clan match. What? Think I'm going to get it right this time. Splatterdam, myself on the red team, we have 1 point. Woohoo! I got 10 points and I haven't even done anything. And on the blue team, we have Baked Ape, Fumla, Kong, Camino Jr., Kyle, Monkey Brains, and a Hybrid-esque. And there she is, Mighty Joe Young, who will kick your ass given the chance. She is just connected. So it's a good time. We will be there all night tonight as Blade Killer will be hosting the HOH server starting at 11 p.m. Eastern. You can usually find us there. If you want Silicon Ice playing, Blade Killer, myself, and sometimes Sweet Nuts checks in, or Basilisk. A couple of guys will play for quite a while, and we usually do that for 3 or 4 hours. It's a good time. So if you want to stop on by, server will show up in All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy 64.180.91.204. And I'm still trying to find the Fumla wave, but you know what? I'm not sure where I put it. Oh, well. Trying here. I'm not gonna see anything because nothing's happened in that channel. I'm almost through all my. Ooh, good idea, Ars. Arsenic said I should ask Zach about his unlimited server bandwidth. Maybe I can get a North American Pro Ball server. Torment says shout out to Oswald and his nice man boobs. I don't have man boobs. Give me a break. I made the mistake yesterday of posting I am busy, but instead of posting busy, I posted I am busty. So I made the mistake of making a typo. Oops. All right, I'm going to take one more break. When I come back, see if we have anything left to do. If you are joining us late, you're joining us very late for one, but then again, we usually aren't on at this time. But we have released our new forums. You can check them out, forums.urbanterror.net. You must register in order to post. It's been quite a while in development, and we're quite happy with them. So give them a once-over, give us your opinion, and have fun posting on them. Here's a little Godsmack on Urban Radio.
Few creatures of the night have captured our imagination like vampires. What explains our enduring fascination with vampires? What is it about the vampire myth that explains our interest? Is it the overtones of sexual lust, power, and control? Or is it a fascination with the immortality of the undead? And what dark and hidden parts of our psyche are aroused and captivated by the legends of the undead? By the legends of the undead? By the legends of the undead? The mystery of the undead will continue to fascinate the living. The mystery of the undead will continue to fascinate. Few creatures of the night have captured our imagination like vampires. What explains our enduring fascination with vampires? And what dark and hidden parts of our psyche are aroused and captivated by the legends of the undead? By the legends of the undead.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're fancy big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got. My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh I've got big balls, and they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh, we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls! But we've got the best!
Who's got big balls? I've got big balls. We are back. I am Oswald, your fun-loving host for this Friday afternoon, going into evening, getting ready for the L.A. Laker game. Of course, you guys can also concede the basketball season to the Lakers yet for a third year in a row. This is getting real boring. We need some competition in the NBA. But we won't even go into that. What else do we have for you? We can see George has already made his debut on the forums. Or who we think is George. Llama. But everybody seems to be having a good time on the forums, which is a good thing. Hopefully it'll take a little bit of that pressure off to get Beta 2.6 out so quickly, won't it? Now, seriously, as I said earlier in the show, we do plan or hope to release the 2.6 test for the quality assurance team on Monday. That would mean we'd probably go through a couple weeks of testing, see how everything runs, and I'm dead. And tweak it from there, and then tweak it again, as I said. And continue to go back and forth between the two, testing and tweaking, and once everything is the way we feel it should be, of course, we would release it and host another radio show like this. But 2.6 is actually a very big release for us. We can't afford to have another faux pas like we did with 2.4, where we had the, or is it 2.3? The one that caused all the problems. See, I don't even remember. Must be the beer. The one that had the terrible server lag. And So we are looking at 2.6 being a big stepping stone for Beta 3. Many of the tweaks will center around the weapons. As you know, there's a very big penalty right now, which some knock off as a luck factor. When you are running with most of the weapons, the spread will be so outrageous that it basically spams and headshots are very frequent in 2.5. We look to contain that in 2.6. And we feel that we feel that it's much different even now. The version that we're actually testing now is a little bit different than what we currently have in 2.5. So you will we'll be seeing some changes in the weapons. We do have some new features, which we did post on the forums, or excuse me, on the website a couple weeks back. The grenades will now rock your world, literally. Your screen will shake when they explode. We do have the mini-map. I'm still not sure if we are going to release a mini-map with 2.6 or Beta 3.0. We're still working on some of the features that we wanted to have. And the other thing we featured, I think that same update, was the AK-103, which is the new assault rifle. Again, we're not sure if that's going to be a 3.0 feature. Most likely a 3.0 feature. 27 has rewritten the Team Survivor code, and after watching that clan base final, it really means that we do need to do some work on the draw system. And I'm sure many of you who were either listening to or watched the clan base final know what I'm talking about. The draw system right now is basically whoever has more people alive at the end of the round will win the round. Well, these two clans would go out, and I'm not going to fault the clans. Clans would go out, they'd kill one person on a team, then they'd run and hide. And that was a match. They would sit there for 5 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever the time was, and they'd wait the round off. So basically you have Clan A camping on the top of a structure. You have Clan B camping on the bottom of the structure. And that's how the whole match went for the most part. So it, you know, basically tells us that, hey, you guys better do something because gamers don't want to play like this, and it was no fun. It was no fun calling it when you got to make shit up for, you know, 25, 30 minutes. I think it ended up being over 2 hours for a clan match where they played three maps. You know, so it was a lot of sitting around waiting, jockeying for position, and you know, as I said, I'm not going to fault the clans. I'm not going to fault anybody who played the match. I'm just saying that Sid has a little work to do on that. So with that said, look for some changes in 2.6 and the Beta 3.0 in team play. Well, it looks like my relief has finally wandered into the room here. Oblique. We see Miss Oblique in the staff channel here. I'm going to have a few more things to share with you. Got a couple more songs, and once that happens, I will exit stage left, as they say, and pass on the reins, and you guys can check out the O Club. Gonna play a little Rush since they are coming in concert, and I cannot wait like hell to see them. This is Double Agent, live.
Where would you rather be? Anywhere. Anywhere but here. When will the time be right? Anytime but now. Anywhere, anywhere but here. Anywhere, anywhere but here.
behind the door, the known and the nameless, familiar and faceless, my angels and my demons at war. Which one will lose depends on what I choose, or maybe which voice I ignore.
Wilderness of mirrors, streets of cold desire, my precious sense of honor, just a shield of rusty wire. I'm on against the chaos and the cross of holy fire. Where would you rather be? Anywhere. Anywhere but here. When will the time be right? Anytime but now. Where would you rather be? The doubt and the fear. I know it all to be. Anywhere but here. Anywhere but here.
See them rush. And that was Double Agent here on Urban Radio. I am Oswald, back with you just for a little bit longer here as we finish off. Oops, I double posted. As we finish off this edition of Urban Radio. As I said, it's been somewhat of an eventful day for us here. We've got quite a bit of done, and I'm sure we have quite a bit yet to go. We've had a good release on the forums. We're excited about that. We hope everybody will take advantage of them, use them. As I said, coming up next, we are going to have Oblique, and she's going to be taking you through the night. So as I said, you can stay tuned and. Should be with you for about 3 hours. Games, pranks, prizes, music, and a plenty of fun. As I'm running out of steam here. My Chinese food is still sitting here, and it's still cold. And I'm out of beer. Gonna have to go down and get another beer here. But that can wait until I'm just about done here. I still got a few things left. Another thing, and now that he has finally showed up, God, it's only taken him 2 hours now. 27 and his wife, Amy, had their first child this week. Liam Michael, 8 pounds, 11 ounces, I believe, is what I posted on the Silicon-Ice website. It is their first child, so if you see 27 in Pound Urban Terror or one of the other channels, slap him on the ass and say congratulations. As I said, it is their first child, and he's very excited about it. He is around the forums passing out fat stogies for all. 11 ounces, yeah, what was it? 8 pounds, 11 ounces, and baby and Amy are doing just fine, he says. So congratulations to both of them on their birth, firstborn. I don't know what else I have left for you. I'm running out of shit here. I'm tired now. I am beat. I'm going to do some more music as I try to set things up with Oblique, as she's going to be taking over control in just about 30 minutes. I'm Oswald. This is Urban Radio. Going to play a little POD. This is Freestyle, knocking them out of the box on Urban Radio.
Coming up from the alley, not like the valley. Southtown, San Diego, rats out here in Cali. SoCal with the crew, we show them how. You got me now, with the sound straight on the ground. Putting it down, lift up the steel that I have found. And pass it around, blowing against the crowd. The hip-hop hard knocks, rhyme assuming the true drop. Hanging this ball, ties, homies, I kick it rocks. And take it down a block, where it belongs. A demo was on, but they wouldn't put me on. Thought I was gone, too late, but who's to say? My pockets are empty and I got dues to pay.
It's Oswald. We are back on Urban Radio. I am your pimp in the... Oh, hey. A little premature there on the Herb Alpert. We're back on Urban Radio. I forgot who I was, but I'm still here, and you are still listening. as... I actually have a request here from Evil Monkey, one of the guys over on TSN, who would like me to ask for 1 minute of silence for a teacher of his, Eric Goldstein, who passed away today of a heart attack at age 36. He left a wife and two kids. So I'm not going to talk here for about 1 minute. And out of respect to Evil Monkey and the wife and the kids, this is for you, Evil Monkey. And as I said, that moment of silence was for Eric Goldstein, a teacher that Evil Monkey had. And I told him I would do that for him. So best wishes to the wife and the two kids that he leaves behind. Oh, so what's going on? We still have the Urban Radio server up. It will be up all evening long. And a couple of the Silicon Ice development members, along with those from Clan HOH, will be partaking in it later on this evening, coming up in about 2 hours. It's going to be a good time. It always is. And it's going to be a good time. It always is, as I said. We usually play CTF. And it's just a good time. So if you want to join us, 64.180.91.204. And we'll hang out there and fray each other for a few hours. Oh, forums are looking good. Everybody seems to be quite excited about them. And if this is the type of turnout we get for this, I'm sure we can't wait to bring you Beta 3. We have to make sure we have enough bandwidth here on TSN so everybody can at least listen to the radio show this time, right? No more lag. I don't think we were ready for the number of listeners we had that released for 2.5. But we will be ready for 3.0 and even 2.6. And it'll be a good time. If you are planning on attending QuakeCon, please look us up. We will be there. I believe there's going to be about 7 or 8 of us. Myself, Blade Killer, I believe, Crazy Butcher, Sweet Nuts, Thaddeus, Meaty, Miles, who else? Battle Cow said he may come down. Apoxel's going to be there. That's 9 of us right there. It doesn't look like we'll get either of the coders. 27 and Doc can't make it from Australia. 27 for obvious reasons. And I even offered to pay for his ticket and he still wouldn't take me up on it. I guess he said Amy would threaten him with his life if he left. I can imagine. Newborn in the house, it's understandable. But what? He'll be, what, like 3 months old? He'll be walking, I think. Just kidding, 27. So, so like I said, it'll be a good time. We look forward to it, as we have the last 2 years. I don't have any details on it just yet. But hopefully in the next month and a half, I will have some details on them. And we are looking very forward to it. It's a good time. Good time for all. So I'm just passing a few more minutes here. You got one more song to play. And then you can talk to me in the forums, as that's probably where I'll be the rest of the evening. Hanging out in the forums, checking out all the action. And having a good time. This is, what do we want to hear? Oh, how about we check out, you guys aren't going to like that. Oh, you know, I have nothing you guys want to hear. How about Kaja Gugu, Too Shy? Just kidding. You won't listen to that. This is a fitting song. It's 80s, but it's nonetheless just a fitting song. This is Loverboy, Working for the Weekend. We'll be right back.
Come out tonight.
Lover Boy on Urban Radio. If that song doesn't get you pumped up for the weekend, I don't know what will. Okay, at least it'll get me pumped up for the weekend. As we are quickly approaching the end of my time here on the show. It's actually on the hour now, and I'm still looking for Oblique. Help me. Where are you? She said she had a reboot, and she up and left. But we'll hang out here for a few more minutes in order to try to hand it off to her. I am back in the server. Maybe you can hear it. Maybe you can't. We are on Demolition, a map that's not really played too much. It should be. A very cool-looking map if you've never seen it. It's created by Retina. He does have a site over on Planet Quake, planetquake.com/cc. It's basically it's one of the newer levels. As I said, one of the better looking levels. He really didn't design it much for layout, but aesthetically it's beautiful. It's basically a construction area. It's got a big crane in the middle of the map. It uses a lot of the textures from the Max Payne game. And those are pretty cool-looking textures. So, of course, they make the game look very good. Make the map look very good. As I said, I'm about done. It's been a good time. I'm glad everybody has been able to tune in. I want to thank everyone for taking the time, both here in the States and over in Europe, and Canada. Sorry, Canada. for everybody for tuning in, checking out the show. Hanging out with us, and finally being able to register and post on the new forums. We will be back next week, probably later time again. It's probably going to be a 3:00 start, as I have work, so I'm not going to be able to do it on Thursday. I don't like doing shows on Thursday anymore. Thursday or Wednesday just suck. So we'll keep it on Friday. As I said, next week's show will start at 3 p.m. or a little after there, about 3:15. So that's what, 23, 22 GMT, something like that. I got a few more songs for you. Until that time, I'm Oswald. We'll see you next week. Thanks for playing, and thanks for all your support. I'm out of here. Take care.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.
You're listening to The Rock Station, woo-hoo! Your source for online gaming. TSN.
Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it! Mm.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Team Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Ah! Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.